Hey friend, welcome back to the show. Easter is coming up soon, and some of you might be seeing your estranged son at an Easter gathering along with your daughter-in-law. If you have a daughter-in-law who is a gatekeeper or exhibits signs of a Jezebel spirit, this episode is especially for you. It's important that you don't let a difficult daughter-in-law push your buttons so that you play the villain role, and then she can say, "See, I told you that your mom," fill in the blank. In this episode, I will tell you what pitfalls to avoid and what to do to stay on track when Jezebel comes to Easter dinner. It won't be easy, but it can be done. Let's talk about it. Hey, friend. Welcome to the Estranged Mom Coach Podcast. Are you going through a family estrangement from your adult son or daughter? Do you wonder why your child cut you off, if there's a way to save the relationship, or how you can ever feel happy again? You can only distract yourself and avoid thinking about it for so long, and then it hits you all over again. How can this be happening? I'm Jenny Good. I'm a certified coach trained in mindset neuroscience, family estrangement, and emotional healing. I'm also a mom who's been through adult-child estrangement and reconciliation. I teach Christian estranged moms how to increase their odds of reconciling with their child and how to achieve emotional healing and happiness in the meantime. And we do it from a biblical perspective. So grab your tea, pop in your AirPods, and exhale. Welcome home, sister mom. It's going to be okay. Quick disclaimer, I am a certified coach, not a therapist. If you think you're suffering from a mental health disorder, please seek help from a licensed therapist or call 911. Hello, my friend. Come on in and get comfortable. I'm so glad that you came by. If you have a son who seems to be under the influence of a woman with a Jezebel spirit, this episode is for you. A Jezebel spirit can also inhabit a male, so this can be a situation with an estranged daughter with a husband who hosts a Jezebel spirit too. So translate this information however you need to. And if there's something here that's not for you, leave it, but apply what you can. A Jezebel spirit is one who manipulates and controls. She desires power and will stop at nothing to get it. In churches, she causes division and upset. In families, she isolates her husband so that she can more fully control him. She uses sex, lies, brainwashing, manipulation to lure him under her authority. She's jealous of your son's relationship with you. And if she has children, she uses them for leverage to further her agenda. She can be covert or overt. So she can appear needy and quiet, or she can come off as domineering and outspoken. Either way, she believes there's only room for one queen in your son's life, and she thinks that that is her. If this is sounding all too familiar, here are three things I want you to know. Number one, if you walk into a lawyer's office and you want to see the lawyer without an appointment, their secretary just became the most important person in the building for you, because she's a gatekeeper, and you won't get to the lawyer without going through her. It's the same with your son and your daughter-in-law. You have to come to terms with the fact that as long as they're together, you will most likely have to go through her to get to him. Second thing I want you to know about this, arguing with her will not work. She's clever, and she has your son's heart and his ear. She has a strategy, and you're going to need one too. You have to become an impossible target. That's what's going to disarm her, and you have to figure out how not to play the role that she's casting you in when she's talking to your son behind closed doors. Number three, you do not want to try to do this on your own. You're too close to it. You need someone who has experience with estrangement, and specifically with the Jezebel daughter-in-law dynamic. And that person must be led by Jesus, because there is a spiritual component to your situation. If that's making sense to you, I can help you. I'm a certified estrangement coach led by Jesus with experience in dealing with estrangement, reconciliation, and Jezebel. I've helped hundreds of estranged mothers, and I know what it takes to heal your emotions and your broken relationship. If you would like to explore how estrangement coaching can help you, let's set up a time to talk. Go to theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule, and that link will also be in the notes for this episode. Remember, if nothing changes, nothing will change. So let's talk about how to navigate the Easter gathering if your daughter-in-law is going to be there. And if you believe she's harboring a Jezebel spirit that's fueling your estrangement, how do you keep your cool without playing into the role that she's trying to cast you in? Here is my advice in a nutshell. Don't become Jezebel's helper. Don't play the role she's trying to cast you in behind closed doors. She wants a negative reaction, so do not give that to her. Here are four ways that she would love for you to spin out during Easter dinner. Number one, she wants you to act upset so that she can say, "See, your mother is a narcissist. She makes everything about her, and she's obviously unstable." If you need to go to the bathroom and splash some water on your face, do that. If you need to count to 10 or 20 or 100, do that. Whatever it takes to stay in your place of grounded calm, you get to decide how much power to give her actions or words. Remember that. Number two, she gets what she wants if you put her on the spot by going up to her and starting a conversation or coming on too strong. Be ultra mindful of her boundaries so that she cannot use the car ride home to tell your son all the ways that you violated her boundaries and caused her to feel anxious or disrespected. The more that you remain neutral and respect her boundaries, the more you show your son that he can be around you without you rocking the boat and making his life difficult, because he has to go home with her. Number three, she hopes that you confront her or give her the icy stare. If you do that, it positions her to tell your son that you never did like her, and you always reject her and make her feel unloved. Strike a balance between not being overly gushy, but also not being hard-nosed. This disarms her and helps you to become an impossible target. Give her zero ammunition. Come from a place of radical love and calm confidence. You'll feel better, and she will have nothing to use against you. Number four, she wants you to bring up the estrangement or a family issue between your son and you. Then she can say that you always cause a problem. I know it's tempting to bring up the issues with your son and to try to get him to talk things out or come to some kind of understanding. Maybe you just want him to know how much you miss him. The Easter gathering is not the time or place to get into it. Let it be an easy, light celebration. Be kind, balanced, and sufficient. Show them both that you can be present without needing to get into heavy issues. Create an association between being around you and a sense of ease. If you have not yet listened to the episode called "Every Estranged Mother Needs to Know This, A Tale of Two Friends," find that one and listen to it. It will help you wrap your mind around making it easy to be around you, as opposed to making it feel hard. Trust me, I know firsthand how difficult it can feel to hold your peace in the presence of your son's significant other when you know that she's dividing your family. You have to remember that you love him more than the distaste that you have for her. If you want a relationship with your son, or grandchildren, if you have them, you have to become an impossible target to your daughter-in-law. Not all difficult daughter-in-laws have a Jezebel spirit, but even when that's not the case, if she's a gatekeeper to your son, the principles I've given you in this episode still 100% apply. You want to leave that Easter gathering feeling like you stayed in your power, like you showed up with confidence, love, and sufficiency. The key is not to get in the pool with her, because when you do, you give away your power. And above all else, don't forget the reason that we celebrate Easter. It is a time of love, hope, and new beginnings. Start the day with gratitude for what Jesus accomplished on the cross and through his resurrection. No one, not your daughter-in-law, your son, or any other human being, can revoke the gift of hope through Christ Jesus. Romans 8:38-39 says, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Okay, friend, that is what I have for you this time, and I hope it blesses you.
Hey, Sister Mom, thanks for spending time with me. If this podcast inspired you, helped you, or blessed you in some way, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could be edified by it too. Also, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps more moms like us find and be blessed by the show. Remember, you are a daughter of the Most High King, and you are not alone.